Hello?
Hey, that's a lot better. The line got disconnected.
Okay.
So you were saying?
It's a new business.
Okay, new business. Do you own any current other businesses?
No.
Okay. Let me just ask you a few basic questions. We haven't processed the report because we're trying to figure out if it's a new or existing business. How much have you invested into the business thus far?
At this point, it's $53,000.
Okay, so you put a lot of money into it, and is this kind of like the final touch?
Yeah.
All right, and then how would you rate your personal credit?
Excellent.
Okay. And then about how much cash do you have on hand?
$100,000.
Okay.
Over $100,000, like $125,000, I think it is.
Okay. Can you tell me a little about your background?
That's my personal, but we still have money in our business account. So I have another $60,000 in the business account.
Okay. Can you tell me a little about your background, your history, and kind of your involvement in the restaurant industry?
Well, I'm partnered with my boyfriend. I'm doing the money part of it. He's going to be doing the operations, and I'll be doing the operations as well, but he'll mainly be doing the operations. He's been in the restaurant business 30 years.
Okay. And is the business legally under your name or both of your names? Because I only have you on the application.
Both of our names.
Okay. So is it a 50-50 split?
There's a person that has a small percentage who owned the shop there before. He owned the shop that we took over.
So what's your current breakdown of ownership?
Kevin has most of the ownership, but we can change that if that's an issue.
Let me just walk you through the funding process. It's really straightforward. And okay. I'm assuming you're trying to apply for financing because you're trying to conserve as much working capital as possible, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we have several different programs. We do fund startups, although they are considered, and I'm sure this is something you've heard from a lot of people, they're considered extremely high-risk ventures. The reason why is about 25% of the people that borrow our funds just simply turn off their phone and stop paying us. It's just kind of the facts. Right. That being said, have you taken on any loans to get this business started, or has it all been just your own cash?
It's been our own cash.
Okay, I can tell you what I need to proceed. Typically, we can submit your file for about 2 to 3 programs that our startups are eligible for. We have to document all ownership. Generally, we need to account for majority ownership. People that have just, you know, the common sense idea to underwriting. People that own the majority of the business. If someone owns 3%, we really don't care. If someone owns 30%, we do care. So I would need to know before proceeding and getting it over to the underwriters, basically what the ownership breakdown is going to be for the company.
Okay, I can get that for you.
Once you
he has more ownership than I do, but it's, you know, way we have it. We just in half doesn't really, we just put it that way, but there really doesn't need to be that way. You know what
give
I
me,
mean?
Okay. That's the thing that my underwriters will definitely need to know. They'll need to know, does this credit have any issues, or is your credit just exceptionally strong?
Mine's exceptionally strong, and his is like mediocre.
By mediocre, are there bankruptcies or anything, or?
No, not bankruptcies, no. I mean, he doesn't have as high a score. I just leased the car.
Okay.
He doesn't have as high a score as me. I mean, his is good, but mine's excellent.
Okay. Because it's a business loan, the underwriters really do hit me hard to account for ownership. Can you let me know how you...
What? Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?